for you this morning.
I'm doing better.
Good. Steve's on. You got the recording going.
Good morning, Steve.
I think she just went over to set the recording up.
Oh, okay.
Not real sure. I was not able to get a hold of anybody else last night to get anything else set up, so we'll get a hold of them this morning.
That's
okay. Yeah. See if we can't get something else set up for today and tomorrow. To see what happens.
Yeah. So are we it?
Right now, we're it. I don't know that I haven't heard anybody else on so far. Right now, it's just the three of us and Steve's working on the tape.
Huh.
So I think we'll probably try and get in touch with Max again this morning. See what we can do there, and then we'll try to get the rest of everybody else set up so we can see what we're doing on the wellness home for you.
Well, I think we ought to set that for tomorrow night.
Yeah, I think that's what we're going to do. Try to get everything now working towards tomorrow night, see if we can get one something put together for that, and then maybe we can do it every Tuesday from then on once we get something started and get it to, you know, get it rocking and rolling and have a plan together. Maybe we could do that as we go along.
Yep. That's the plan. Now, do you have a list of those questions Claudia gave us the other day?
Yes. I hope I have them here with me.
The office already?
No, I'm not at the office yet. I'm getting ready to leave here in a few minutes. I thought that I had put a copy in my briefcase, and I guess I just. Now, wait a minute. Here, let me see what this is. If I actually did or did not do it, I can sit up for now. I didn't do it. I don't have them with me. Now, I've got, and I say that because I wrote a copy down here, and I think Anita took them with her. So.
Well, I sent you a new email because Claudia had sent, and I think I sent Steve on
that.
I think I sent the copy to Steve.
Okay.
Claudia actually typed them out much better than I have.
So. Okay. No, I guess I don't. Nina has taken the one copy, I think, and I don't have the other ones at the office, so I'll have it when I get down there.
Okay.
With everything there. Okay. Who do we have for the call Wednesday morning? Is there anybody scheduled on that one?
This Wednesday?
Yeah.
No, but I'd like to get Jim to come back on and redo what we did.
Okay.
Not back yet.
You want to contact him, or you want me just to run it by him tonight when I talk to him?
Run it by him tonight when you talk to him.
Okay. All right, I will.
Good morning. Who else is on the call? Good morning, it's Suzanne. Hi, Suzanne.
Good morning, Suzanne. CW.
Good morning, thanks.
How are you?
Doing
good, thank you. And you?
Good. You have a good Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah. Ate too much, but relaxed a lot.
Yeah. Just kind of recoup the mind.
Yes. Sure enough, do. I thoroughly enjoyed it. We got to spend time with the family, and I was not. I told Sharon yesterday, I wasn't playing when. On Friday's call, I went to a no-signal area and lost signal on the last 10 minutes of the call, so I didn't get it. So Friday morning, I was on the call. Just Anita and I were on the call for about 30 minutes to realize there was no call. So we kind of felt a little foolish there, but we had a good conversation between the two of us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sitting next to each other on the phone.
Quality time.
And quality time, yes. That's a good way to put it. Real quality time.
So how's the run for silver going down there? Well, we still got two more previews, one Monday and one Wednesday, and walk through the closing elements, you know.
Uh-huh.
I don't think they've ever really been out of my lips real well, so this is probably good to do that, you know. So
you need to start closing someone?
Yeah.
One bit of Jerry advice. It's kind of and easy for me to remember is when generally by the time, first of all, you let people close themselves.
Right.
And then the second thing, and I'm no expert, but I'm a good mother. And so then the second thing is get it over as quickly as possible, which is what he means by that is, say, for example, if we went to dinner at some people's home, and they had invited us to their home, and I kept thinking, okay, well, how are we going to close them? You know, how are we going to close them? And Jerry said, it's just like a shot. You know, do you want it fast or do you want it slow? And I said, well, I prefer it fast. You know, get it over with. And he said, well, that's exactly how closing is. He said, we have this misconception that, well, just spread the closing out for a long period of time. But really, the people become more anxious the longer you wait to close them. And so just pop it out there and invite them to join you, and if they do, then that's great. And so anytime I've ever used that, people have, well, they've either let me know that, yeah, they're interested, or no, they're not interested, or they go ahead. You know?
Yeah.
And then I'm real quick to say, well, that beats our match course. And I don't know why, you know, when we go to buy a pair of shoes or something, they automatically say, is that Visa or MasterCard? You know, they've already noted that, well, I went shopping for clothes, and the gal said, can I put those in a room for you? Yes, thank you very much. Can I add those to your room? Yes, thank you very much. And then when I went to leave, she said, oh, did you not find anything? Well, I'm going to bring my daughter back to take a look and give me her opinion on what looks really good. And so to put that in translation as far as closing someone, I think that one of the hesitancies that is pretty common is how much it costs. How much does a one of them cost? I mean, do we know? How much?
Yeah.
How much is it, Suzanne?
Well, anywhere from $5,000 to $7,000, depending on which shoe.
Right. And that just rolls right off your tongue, right?
Yeah.
So, that's not too tough. But it's, like, intimidating when you get in front of somebody and you think, oh, I'm asking someone to invest $5,000 or $7,000. Well, if they were in a car shop, you wouldn't think anything about it. You just
right. Understanding the value of it, you know, when you're going to compare it to something else, you know, what's more valuable than yourself, you know?
Right.
So, right.
So, are there any questions tonight for the T1 call? Since we're at GMI JWNC.
This is dwindling.
Well, this is normal for us after the holiday.
Yeah.
Out there for a while, it was just JW and Vita for a while, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there for, I don't know, 2 weeks, it was just the two of us. And we just put the adjacent secrets guide every morning and started over. When we got done with it, we started back over. Well, we got to where we knew it pretty well. The Texas call was a rerun call.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
That on at all? We hadn't started, but it was a good one. So I started listening to it again, and it only recorded half of it.
Uh huh.
It wasn't even all the way there.
Now, have you guys listened to the P2 call yet?
Not the P2 call. I don't have a code to get in P2 call myself.
You don't have to have a code. It's,
I thought you had to have a code to get on.
Well, how many downlines do you have, JW?
How many downlines?
Yep.
How deep is my downline? 3 levels.
Okay. How many do you have, Suzanne?
I just have 3 built seniors right now.
Gosh.
Yes, okay.
That's
a good guess.
No, I won't trade you.
Yes.
Okay.
I wish there was a little more depth there, but you know.
Yeah, well, but it'll get there in time. It'll just take a little time.
Well, depth with money behind it. We all want them ordering and you know, building their businesses and stuff. So, Jerry had encouraged me to go on the P2 call, and I think that it's helpful for anybody that has a downline. I don't think you need to be silver to go listen to it because they talk about how to work with your downline, how to work in depth with your downline, how to be an upline, and how the rank actually helps you achieve that goal of becoming an upline, that once you get silver that you're no longer a newbie. You're no longer new to this game.
Well,
right? Once you have recruited someone, once you have a team, you're no longer new. You've already duplicated what you're doing. So what they went over last night, and it's a live call, it's not pre-recorded, so you have to jump on there live. But he talks about that if you're a captain of a ship and the ship is sinking, do you look to the people who don't know, you know, to the passengers, or do you look to the captain of the ship?
The captain.
Okay, so does the captain necessarily know what to do?
He knows he's the last one going down.
That's a good point.
Well, he can get you off that, better off he is.
I don't know if he's doing. Probably on the fly, he's doing what he needs to do.
Well, that's something that I picked up last night, and now I'm picking it up this morning. We're the last ones to go down. we're up till, we plan on Thursday night, if it's the last day of the month, to be in up till 2 a.m., closing
right.
It out. And if nothing's happening, practice staying and getting ready for the next go-round, because it's something that I think has been explained to me, that it's a natural progression. The last 3 or 4 days of the month, nobody's closing, and now I'm not getting anywhere. And we just flat give up. We just give up. And then nothing does happen. So you've got, a wellness preview Tuesday and Thursday night?
Yeah, Monday, tonight,
and Wednesday. Monday and Wednesday. So you might not be up till 2 a.m., but,
However, I've got brand new people coming in. What I really need to do is close the ones I get in line to, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I get my cousin who's about ready to jump on.
Oh, good.
Right.
And they're doing the bed one more time. I probably needed to stop it right there, but it gets a little emotional when you get family members.
Oh, you mean you're borrowing the bed?
Julie, my upline, has an extra one, and so we loan it out occasionally for people to try. They had some positive results, but she had some other issues. She had like a root canal, 2 root canals while she was on the bed, and she was almost convinced that it was the magnetics that brought it on, and her husband John's like, no, Jan, that wasn't what it was. Your teeth are bad. You've had like 9 root canals, So anyway, I'm just appeasing her, and he had a little bit of an objection about the water, and
So I sent them a lot of information about the water to read to try to educate myself. They want to read and learn, so I'm like, okay, great, I'm just going to keep feeding you. Yeah. You know, but I got to close them now. It's been going on too long.
Well, and they're wanting that, they're wanting to borrow the bed again?
No, they have it now.
Oh, they have it now?
Yeah. They got it on Saturday.
How about we'll let you borrow this bed until yours comes in?
Until what?
Until yours arrives.
Well, that's true. That's a good one. Yeah. I do have someone else in line for the bed, though.
Well, then I would tell them, got to get it back. Would you like to go ahead and order one?
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, see, sometimes when you pull it out from underneath them, then they're like, I want that back.
Yeah, and it can work both ways. I mean, they're either going to say yes or no. You just don't want them to maybe.
Right.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Now, Claudia went over some questions the other night that I think were important, so I'm going to share these with y'all. Unless there's any questions from the Ignition Sequence Guide.
Now I think you've covered everything so far. I like the idea of taking a bed back, got somebody else waiting to use it.
Yep, just that'll create a sense of urgency.
Put the importance back on making a decision and making a decision in a hurry. Now, it's not like it's a snap decision that they had to make. If the time is in front of them, you've given them several days here now to think on it and think about it. And so now it's time to make a decision.
Right. Yeah, but my other issue is now I'm not, and I guess you start thinking like this at the end of the month, because it's not all going to come together this month. Do you rearrange your thought trend to go into December?
you just continue on the same plan and
continue because you'll find more people.
Yeah.
Why do you do that, Judy? We learn. I learned from holding people over. I don't hold them over anymore. I'll never get it. It's called sandbagging.
Mm-hmm.
And Jerry kind of warned me that if you sandbag. Now, if you sandbag, you know that the first day of the month, you're going to come in. That's the month that I went bronze. I knew that all these orders were going to come in and all this, but I've also lost people by sandbagging. And
yeah,
I know. You have to really weigh where they're at. And you don't look at it as a day on the calendar, but you look at where they're at in the process.
Right.
Yeah, that's the negative thing about it is we had a lady that the next morning she called her mom and she was all ready to go and giggly and thought it was great. We had got some of the best rest she'd ever got in a matter of 30 minutes there. And the next morning, her mother stole her dream and told her it was just took it away from her. And she listened to her mom and became extremely negative and she was back into her old down in the mouth self and, oh, well, what's the point? You know, we're never going to get ahead. We're never going to get this. Never going to get that. So trying to, in spare time, work that back up for her.
Well,
yeah.
She made her choice. I mean, she's the one thing that I have found is most common is that I don't ask people soon enough, would you like to join me in the business? They can learn after they join me. I think they've got to know everything before they join me.
Yeah.
But they're never going to be experts. None of us are ever going to be an expert. I don't know how they make these magnets. I have no clue. I don't need to know. All I need to know is here, try it.
Well, I think listening to the CDs, the Joe Higdon CD and Latham, listening to that, a man that sold a multi-billion-dollar company and got involved in NECAM. He didn't get involved in NECAM because he needed the money.
Mm-hmm.
He got involved in NECAM because he's seen he's seen the health benefits for his own family, and then for friends and business associates and other people, he's seen the benefit of the product. He wasn't looking, I don't believe, the way I understand the TV. He was not looking at the income potential. He was looking at the wellness potential for everybody in the world.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Well, that's kind of the goal, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
When you were listening to that, did it change your perspective on who you should be talking to?
Oh, I right off immediately knew who I was going to give that to. I mean, he wasn't halfway through his talk, and I knew who was getting that CD. But I had been waiting to try to find something to give to this person, because this person's in insurance. And we had talked to him once, and he kind of bristled up when we talked to him and said, you know, my financial situation is good. I don't need another income.
Perfect.
It told me, and I know the individual very well, and his financial income is good, but his financial income could disappear tomorrow. But I know that he has health issues, but we lost him because of the approach was on the financial aspect of it more than on the
society.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to go over these list of questions that Claudia gave us the other night.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that too often, and I think these could be rotated through.
Mm-hmm.
At least is what I'm going to try. It says, show someone these 7 choices. Which would you like to have? And if I go through this, Suzanne, think about it, JW. Which one would we like to have? Extra income, financial freedom, have my own business, more spare time, personal development, helping others, meeting new people, retirement, or leave a legacy.
All the above.
Yeah.
Really? It is. Which one would be number one on your list?
Number one. Well, time and money.
More time. And
so I guess the money's going to have to be priority because that's the thing that's so difficult.
Okay, so you want extra income or financial freedom?
I had that discussion with my husband last night. He was talking extra money, and I said, well, shoot, we're going to do this. Let's make financial freedom. And he looks at me and he goes, well, you know, we can't depend on Boeing, you know. I said, yeah, I know. And so I think we came to the conclusion that we need financial freedom.
Okay, so out of those, what is your number one priority? Financial freedom or more spare time?
Financial freedom.
Okay, why is that important to you?
Because we need the security to know that we have the income without depending on corporate America.
What are the consequences of not having that opportunity? Why would that worry you?
We'll continue to live the same cycle with worry and frustration.
Okay, if I could show you a way to realize your priority, would you give me 40 minutes of your time so I can show you how to do that?
I would.
Okay, JW, which ones are yours? That was easy.
Yeah, I know, I'm pretty easy at it.
Financial freedom, it's at this point in our lives.
Okay. So that's your number one priority?
That would be my number one priority.
Okay, why did you pick that one?
Because financial freedom in our life structure, being business owners, will give us the time to pursue network marketing, and in pursuing the network marketing and using the network, the products of NeatGen will give us better health. It will give us a legacy. It will give us I feel like it will give us the rest of it. But until we can achieve financial freedom, we're still going to be tied to a J-O-B until we get to this.
Okay. So why is that important to you?
Because we're not getting where I want to be, even though we're business owners, it's still a job. If I don't show up, nothing happens. And I want to be out of that. I want to be able to work the network marketing industry. I may not want to get up every morning at 8 o'clock and do it, but I want to work it every day. And that's where I'm at. That's where I'm at. And that's going to help my health. That's going to help the rest of my family. It's going to help everything.
What are the consequences of not having
the consequences of getting up every morning and going to work, whether it's for my own business in the RV industry or whether it's for somebody else, I still need to do this.
But you're not digging deep. Are the consequences of not having this opportunity, of not being successful in this opportunity, What are your consequences? Why would you be worried, or why would you be concerned? What are the real consequences of not having this opportunity and not having it happen?
Not having residual income, not having a retirement, not having a structure that will continue on and on without my physical presence being there every day, the emotional health, and not necessarily the physical health, but the emotional health of my family would not get better either.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now you're starting to test it. Are you with me, Suzanne? What did he say are the consequences, the gut consequences? Because some of it was surface stuff. Did you catch that?
Well, he didn't want to have to deal with the getting up every day to do RV business. He wanted to get up and do a network marketing business.
Well, but that's not a consequence. What did he say was a consequence? The healing of the emotional...
Oh, the emotional, right.
The emotional healing of the family. Did you catch that?
Right.
The emotional healing of the family. Very true. Is that important to you, Jay?
Well, it's quite important. I mean, when you own your own business, as we own this business here, every day is kind of a roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like Suzanne was talking about her husband and boy. You know, every day can be a roller coaster for him because he doesn't know when he goes in if they're going to come up with one of these all of a sudden big layoffs.
Well, let me throw this one out there for you. On September 10th, before 9/11, my brother-in-law has a company. He had three companies, and half of the little town were employed by one of these three companies over a course of 20 or 30 years. And the companies were family businesses. Two were aircraft repair, so you could take parts from aircraft units to repair those parts. And on 9/11, there were, he was dealing with different, you know, with a different group, and there was offers on the table anywhere from $20 million to $200 million. So, and being the person that he was, he realized he was going to have extra income, he was going to have financial freedom, he had his own business, he was set up to have more spare time. Personal development, he came and talked to my husband and said, would you like to be my pilot? Go and take pilots, you know, go get your license so you can fly me where I need to be. So automatically he's out to helping other people. And he was looking at his retirement and leaving a legacy for the rest of his family. September 11th happened. By the end of that month, our entire life changed. It was a trickle-down effect. Because the whole family, this had been the knot in the family, the strength of the family, that we always felt like, you know, we could always depend on them because he was an entrepreneur and very successful and everything. And by the end of October, the bank had called a note on two of the businesses.
Wow.
Totally out of our control. New York City was the number one worst hit city. Number two was Wichita, Kansas. Now, when you look at that, what are the consequences of not having an opportunity like this? The consequences of not having an opportunity, still had one company that was not an aircraft business, and he was able to recover that one company. But have you been able to look at this and say, what are the consequences of not having an opportunity that no one can take it away from me? It's going to be a company with a structure that's always going to be needed. Everybody's going to need water. Everybody's going to need nutritionals, whole food nutritionals. Everybody's going to need to sleep. That is the beauty of what we have in this gym. And nobody is going to be able to take that need away. If our economy goes down, the need for clothes, the need for cars, the need for a bigger house are all going to go. They don't rise. They go down. We downsize. But the need for water and nutrition and pure air and good sleep are always going to be there. So to me, looking at this company from a business perspective, that's the most important thing. Is after having gone through a really hard shakedown and knock, I realized when you mentioned Boeing, it just was like, it's a reality that we deal with, but we don't like to think about it. So to me, what are the consequences of not having this as an opportunity? What are the consequences of having to go back to what I did before? Those consequences are that down the road, the time I'm putting in is not going to be helpful. It's just going to be another day and another dollar.
I can add a little bit to that. When Katrina hit in the Midwest, there was a certain insurance company that 10 days after Katrina hit went to 30%, I think, of their corporate businesses they insured and canceled their insurance. And they did this because of the cost of Katrina and because of going through their analysis, this percentage was the highest percentage of claims in this area. This company was the cheapest company providing this kind of insurance, and the only company in the area providing this type of insurance. They literally put a lot of businesses out of business because these business people could not find insurance fast enough to get their companies insured. They were small enough, 25 employees and less, that they just went out of business. And the insurance, the ones that did purchase insurance, the rates were 3 times higher. And that was because of Katrina.
Huh. So what does that say to all of us, though?
Well, I tell us, we don't have any stability in the job market. I don't care if you own your own business.
I think a lot of people know it, though. They know it.
I mean, how do we take what we've got here, Suzanne, and take it out there? Because you've got all the pieces put together. You're having wellness reviews. How do we go out there and talk to people, professionals, and give them and tell them, hey, I've got a solution? Like, how do you do that?
You could just do it.
Yeah.
I need to just say these things and say them out loud and become more assertive.
Yeah, do we have something that and after I listened to that CD that you guys were talking about, I thought, I've been robbing my own bank. I haven't been talking to professionals. I've been talking to people who are easy.
Well, you look at Liz Coker. You look at all the rest of them that was on that CD. I mean, the CD is made up of all professional business owners. And they all sing that. And that tells me something, that you take an entrepreneur, you take a business owner, they got there by looking at other opportunities and determining what they wanted to do. I mean, Liz Coker said she had no background in business or anything else. She just all of a sudden got up one day and said, this is what we're going to do, and did it. Did it very well. But she listened and looked at other people that were doing well, maybe not necessarily in her industry, but were doing well and were entrepreneurs, and paid attention to what they did.
Well, shall we pray and head out for the day?
Okay. Why don't you leave it?
Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this day. This is the day, and we shall be rejoicing in it. And Lord, I thank you for taking us a little bit deeper in our understanding of the importance of what we have. And Father, I just ask that you would give us the courage and the boldness to speak to those who might be more difficult for us to step out of our comfort zone and talk to. Lord, I ask that you would bring professionals to our lives to help them to cross our path. Father, I especially ask that you would bring those people to us who you know are willing and open and receptive to the message that we have through Nikan, and who will listen and understand the importance. And Father, I ask that you would give us wisdom this week as we go forth in finishing up the month and starting a new month. I ask for your favor, for your divine favor, for us to complete our goals of silver. And Lord, I ask especially for each one of us on this call that you would just show us what to do step by step, make it easy for us to take the next step, and to be able to hear your Holy Spirit as we move and live and have our being. I ask that your Holy Spirit would just speak to us, and that you would give us a gentle nudging, and if we don't pay attention, that you'd give us a strong kick to help us to sit up and listen and know what we have is not ordinary, it's extraordinary, it's a gift from you. Lord, we thank you for each and every business builder that you're going to bring it in our pathway, and I also thank you for retail customers, and I thank you for all of those people who you've brought into our organization. Lord, I ask that you would help us to build them up, to teach them, to strengthen them, so that they too can stand on their own feet and can go out and share this message. And Lord, I ask that you would give them a hunger today, a true hunger to know more, to be able to share more. And Lord, we just thank you ahead of time. We rejoice that our goals have already been met. It's just a matter of us taking the steps. And just like the Vita, you brought a wellness home out in the clear blue sky, Lord, we just ask for the winds of heaven to open up over us. But we've been faithful to you, so I expect a harvest. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
I can have a little prayer for you this morning. Suzanne, you ready to pray? I'm
ready.
Did I leave anything uncovered? Go ahead and pray.
Lord, ditto. Yeah. No, that was wonderful. It did cover just about everything. And he's here waiting for us and for us to go out and be his servants and get help, that we get what they need.
Amen.
And things will fall together. Help us, Lord, to uncover what they need.
Find out what it is, what's that, what is that, what are their consequences if they don't pay attention.
Very true.
Well, I guess we're going to end early, and then Jay, you're going to talk to Jim Dragon tonight.
Yes, I've got a call with him tonight, approximately 6 o'clock our time.
Okay.
And then I'll cover what we need to cover and see if I can get him, if he's going to be able to come on Wednesday morning.
Okay, we have our team call tomorrow night. Tonight we have Pathfinders. Is there anything, I guess, we put out our assignment for next week?
JW,
yeah.
I mean, I guess we could utilize this time for the moment. If I'm going to have a wellness preview tonight, maybe we could just decide how we want to do it as far as the CDs and the books.
You know, Suzanne, I'll leave it up to you. You've had the book several times, so whatever you want to do, whatever you feel like you're most comfortable with, you do, and I'll take the rest. I have not heard from Rachel. Have you?
No.
Okay. So I'm going to try to get a hold of Rachel today and see if she is back. I understood she wasn't going on an extended honeymoon, but now they may have changed their plans and decided to go ahead and go. So it looks like right now she's going to be probably you and me. And so
I think Rachel jump in, we'll hear from her, you know what I mean?
Right, absolutely.
Personality, and she'll be there. But, I don't really care. I mean, the CD, the one was about the insurance company. It was Joe Higdon, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one was like a multiple of people, right?
Well, it started out with Latham, and it was just Latham and Sherry.
Dorsey.
And it was just two of them, Latham started up first. So whichever you would like to do, I'll do the other. And I got a feeling we're probably not going to be on either one very long tonight, because we're probably going to be more in the wellness home and more in the other, if the same thing at all, like they did the Texas home. But I don't know what Jerry's got in mind.
Yeah. And if I'm trying to make some closing, we'll have to see.
Yeah.
I'm close tonight, so.
Yeah. You do whatever's easiest on you. I'll do the other.
I think the book works good for me right now.
Book works good for you?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, I'll do the CDs. The book is good. The last three chapters are good. I'll say that.
Okay.
You do the book, and I'll do the CDs, and we'll go from there. And if Rachel jumps on, we'll let her pick one of the CDs, and I'll do the other one.
Very good.
Okay.
That'll work.
All right, kiddo. You have a good day, and God bless, and we'll talk later on today.